My life, your life, this life. Let's go ahead and keep it going, moving right along. All right, today's episode to be talked about is who are you? Like, really, who are you? Who am I? Check it like this. The reason why I said that is, do people know the real you? Do you express the real you? Do you operate in the real you? Or do you guard the real you? Do you protect the real you? Have you been betrayed when you were the real you? Who are you? The reason why I said this is, maybe relationships fail, maybe why people get betrayed, cheated on, is because they were never 100% in. They were never fully showing up as themselves. Because somewhere along the way, they got hurt in some way, shape, or form. Now, a lot of times people may get hurt because one person is just not disciplined enough. And when I say disciplined enough, maybe somebody who is just as attractive as the person you're dealing with comes across their path and they feel as though they can't help themselves, so they indulge, so there's no discipline. Maybe they still love the other person as well, but there's just no discipline, and so that happens. And then once that happens, maybe they don't get caught and they continue to do it, so they rack up more and more people, and then by the time they get found out, it is what it is. The damage is done. How else can I say? Maybe you had a friend and the friend stole from you, or the friend talked behind your back, or yada 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 yada. No one's exempt. Somebody somewhere in their lifetime, whether it happened when they were young or when they were old, doesn't matter if you're rich, doesn't matter if you're poor, people still do things that are damaging and hurtful because they're flawed individuals. And this could probably include every single one of you who are listening to this, and maybe even myself have done something, whether it be unintentional or intentional, has done something to hurt other people in this world. But as you get older and wiser, more spiritual, more disciplined, you will know who to choose, for the most part, to be around. But I guarantee, even if somebody comes into your life who is a blessing, a godsend, you will be questioning them or picking them apart to death for flaws, imperfections, and then you will find some because they're not perfect people. So, are people just waiting around for Mr. Right or Mrs. Right to come along? But then there's that, what did it say, FOMO, fear of missing out, that there will be somebody even better than that to come along, so they don't commit or they don't want to interact with this person because they feel as though that if this person is who they say they are, there's got to be someone else better. So, I mean, how long does it take for prayers to get answered? Can they happen in a day, in a week, or a month? Or is it just when you're ready? Or is it just when you're out there and you have exposure to other people, or just leaving your house or wherever you live, your apartment, your state? If you're around similar people who like the things that you like, maybe you're going to find somebody there. But what I was saying is, who are you though? Are you putting yourself in situations that you shouldn't be in? You can't help where you're born, the place that you're born, the body that you're born into, the race, the gender, as far as male or female, whatever. You can't help what you are, the body, the vessel you were born into. But it's like, how do I try to get, see, I get on these talks and they are rants and they are just things coming off the dome piece. But what I was going to say is, it's like, when is it ever the right person? Is it the one who got away? Is it you being just scared to get hurt again? And I'm not projecting. I'm just saying, I thought I gave it some time to think about this. Because even if God sent you the person that was meant for you, or what you asked for, or who you like, would you question the fact that, what is this person's presence in your life? What are they there for? Are they going to use you like somebody else? Do these thoughts cross your mind and everybody's just on guard? Everybody's just cautious because they don't want to be a fool. That's what I was like, man. If you know who you are as a person, if you're good, if you've been doing the right things in God's eyes, if you've been sowing and then it presents itself to you as the harvest of your doing, do you not receive who it is that comes in whatever form that is? I kind of have a way in a direction where I'm trying to go with these things and these different talks. But man, like I said, I think it's a gift and a curse the way that my mind works, because it's just so many different thoughts at one time. But it's good if I'm writing something down, because then I could brainstorm. I could create what they call one of those spider webs. And then whatever thoughts come out, I could just make it like branches of a tree or the spider web, like with the legs and things like that, and then write it down. But when you think and you're on the spot, you're conscious of not trying to make any mistakes or too many different pauses. And so the words come out, but then not only do they come out, you want to make sense and not just have a bunch of rambling, sporadic words coming to me to and fro. But all I'm saying is, though, how long does it take to receive the things that you ask for? And then I think that's probably another reason why people lurk. They lurk because they found something, they found someone who fits the criteria for who it is they like, but they're waiting for them to mess up. Him or her, whoever it is. We're waiting for them to do something that they don't like, but people are not perfect people. That's what it always comes down to. You're going to find what they say, you're going to find what you're looking for. But, because I could bring it back to back in the day, where if you didn't have social media and you came across somebody at whatever outing, if it's a restaurant or just a public space where you see people there, if you saw somebody that fits the description of who you would be interested in, but you never know if you will ever see that person again, you would shoot your shot. You would shoot your shot. You would pull the trigger. You would override your fear of whatever fear you had. It might take you a little while. Maybe take you some liquid courage. I don't recommend drinking. Don't do alcohol. Don't do drugs. None of that. But whatever fear you may have, you will all push that to the side. It will push that to the wayside because you may not ever see this person again. So you just go ahead and take the chance. But the fact of that you may not ever see this person again, you know that how embarrassing it could not be, because who cares? You won't see them again. You won't see those people again. And so if you get shot down, you get shot down. It might not feel cool to get rejected, but at least you'll know and you have no regret. So that was back in the day, though. But then you would be spending time trying to see who that person is, but then you have a lot of time invested, and then you would be curious to see if you made the wrong decision once you come across other people who fit the description and blah, blah, blah. So there's benefits, there's pros, and there's cons to back in the day, because you just shoot your shot because you don't know if you're going to see them again. And then whereas today, you see people who you're interested in, who you gel with, who you think would fit the description, but instead of pull the trigger, there's a different type of fear. So what do? You have people who lurk, because it's like you want to say the person, whoever it is, they have potential, but you want to make it that they fulfill it, because you don't want to, you fear that they won't reach the potential because you maybe trusted somebody in the past to do what they said they were going to do and they didn't do it. So now you bring in that same scenario to the new person. But if you're older, if you're wiser, you have more understanding, then you should know, your radar should go off. What did it say? Water seeks its own level. If that's where that person's at and they came up on your radar, that's probably where you're at too. Or you would already be repulsed by that person. If it comes to friends, too, same thing with friends. If y'all are on that same level, you should be able to pick up on the vibe. Why continue to lurk if the radar is already going off that, oh, this person is foul, this person is, you know, doing this kind of thing and whatever. But if you already know straight off the bat that you think this person is a certain type of way, then you should already be like not lurking. What's the further curiosity to keep on watching their page? It's either out of jealousy, nosiness, boredom, whatever it is. It's either you like the person, but you don't want to support to blow your cover, to let them know that you've been watching them. Or what's the reason then? At that point, you just either take the risk, find out. If it's not mutual, then keep it moving. But as far as even friendships go, if somebody's cool, they're cool. And like I said, for some reason, if you come across people that you're cool with, but then scared that, you know, they're going to do you dirty and backstab you, you're an adult now, you're grown now, wherever you're at in life, if you got to the point where you got the lesson and you learned it, what good does it do to you if you learned the lesson only was the lesson to protect yourself? If the lesson you got was only to keep guarded and to protect yourself, did you really even get the lesson? Or did you just keep yourself guarded and blocked? You going into it. So that's why I say, like, could you ever even find love again? Could you ever even have a meaningful friendship again if the only takeaway from it was to protect yourself from potential danger? That's it for the ramblings today. I don't know, man. Sometimes it goes where it goes. If you listen to the ones from the past speakings that I've done, you know that just when it comes to an end, it comes to the end. I could go further, but I got things to do. It's the Everything and Nothing Show / My Life, Your Life, This Life. I'm out. Peace.